my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, welcome once again to another episode of the World of Jinn and Amir Ahl Sunnat. Alhamdulillah, today we will discuss, amongst other things, about the abilities of jinns to capture people, and we'll hear many episodes. But before we continue the benefit of Durood Pak, our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, Day of Judgment, will be the one who recites the largest number of durood, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Sa'ad Abdullah bin Ahmad Baghdadi has mentioned that his 16-year-old daughter, whose name was Fatima, one day for some purpose she went onto the roof and she disappeared. So he went to Huzur Ghawsa Azam radiallahu anhu and he explained what happened. And he, rahmatullah alayh, said that tonight you must go to the jungle in Khark, and he says where the fifth hillock is, small hill, next to that draw a circle and recite this, Bismillahi ala niyati Abdul Qadir, rahmatullahi alayhi. And he told him that lots of jinns will come, and they will come in real terrifying forms, and do not get scared, and just stay within the circle, and you'll be safe. So he, following upon advice of Huzur Ghawsa Azam radiallahu anhu, went to this place, made the circle, and he sat inside. And obviously he read the wazifa that Huzur Ghawsa Azam asked him to read. And he said all of a sudden he saw the jinns approaching. And he said some of the sights were so fearful, but he remembered Huzur Ghawsa Azam's word, and he sat in the circle steadfast, so none of the jinns could harm him. And as he sat, jinns kept going past. Eventually, the early part of the morning, he sees one jinn mounted on a horse, looking very elegant, surrounded by other jinns, coming towards him. So when this personality came to him, he asked him, "What are you doing here? And what is your need?" So he said that Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani has sent me to you regarding my daughter. And immediately he got out of his horse with respect he sat outside the circle. He said, "Tell me, what is your problem?" "My daughter disappeared." And Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani said, "You could help me, so therefore I'm here." So this person, who was the king of the jinns, he asked the other jinn that are around him, "Any of you know what happened to his daughter?" So all said, "No." So all of a sudden, some jinns captured a jinn from China, and he had the daughter with him, and brought him in front. And he asked the jinn, "What made you do this kind of act in the dominion and domain of Huzur Ghawsa Azam radiallahu anhu?" And he was angry with him. And he ordered that this jinn must be killed. And this jinn was killed. And then this person was pleased because his daughter was returned to him. And he said to this king, I haven't ever seen anything like this before. So many jinns and all this. And then he asked him, how come I see you obey Huzur Ghaus Azam radiallahu anhu very much? He said, Huzur Ghaus Azam, while wherever he's sitting from, he can see all the jinns. And even if they're far away, and he has power over all humans and jinns. King of the jinns said, Huzur Ghaus Azam not only sees human beings, but he has the power to see what all the jinns are doing as well. Alhamdulillah. If you see jinn in your home, always think twice before killing it. And scholars always remind us that we must always ask the stake three times that if you are a jinn, please leave. If you are a jinn, please leave. If you are a jinn, please leave. And thereafter you can strike it, because then you gave warning as well. Amir al-Sunnat has written a beautiful story in Fizan al-Sunnat in a chapter called Adab al-Ta'am. In page 161, one person reported that we had a house that we used to hire, and people used to come and hire the house, and in the morning we should find dead bodies. And this happened quite a few times, and eventually the house became deserted, nobody wanted to buy it. And then a Muslim from the West, he came, was not aware of what happened. He loved this house, he bought it, and he spent the night there. In the morning he was, nothing was wrong with him. He was, and the neighbors found it very strange that this person was unaffected. And he lived in the house for some time. And someone asked him, I say, you know, you're living here so long, and how come nothing happened to you? So he mentioned, he said one night he was in Isha Salah, and after reading Isha Namaz, he had a habit of making tilawat of Quran. And while he was reading, a jinn in the form of a young person came out from the well in his yard. He came and made salam. This person said, I became afraid. And this person said, do not be afraid, because I love listening to the Quran, and I came to see you because I want you to teach me to read Quran like you. Then I asked him about what happened. People are saying that all the stories about this house, people are found dead. He said, yes, we are Muslim jinns. We also read Quran, and we come to read namaz here. But the people that came to live before, many of them were sharabi, they should drink alcohol, and they should do a lot of dirty and bad acts in this house. Therefore, we used to kill them. Because we come here also to read namaz, etc. Then this person told the jinn, please don't come at night because I'm scared. Come during the day, and inshallah, then I will teach you the Quran. The jinn agreed. And from that day onwards, the jinn used to come during the day, and this person used to teach him the Quran. And they developed this relationship. So one day, it so happened, while this person was teaching the jinn Quran, he heard someone saying that whoever has problem with snakes and badnazar and jinn, etc., come, I will help you. And so this jinn asked, who is that person? So he said, he is an exorciser. That means a person who removes jinn, who blows on people and takes out jinn. And the jinn said, call him to me. So they called the jinn to him. They called this person. The jinn became a snake and went onto the ceiling. When this Amil, this person came in and he saw this, he straight recognized that this was a jinn, And he read something and he blew on it. And this thing fell in the middle of the room. So he caught the snake, he put it in a bag, and he told him, this is a jinn. And then this guy said, please leave him. He said, no, I captured him, it's mine. So he said, he gave this person some money. He said, please, give me this snake. And when the person was gone, he released the snake. And again, he came back in his former way, shakal, former appearance, like a human. But he found him to be very weak, pale, very sick. And he asked, what happened? He said, you know, whatever this person read was very powerful. And you can see what's happening to me. He said, I'm not going to live very long. He said, in the night, I'm going to the well. When you hear scream from the well, please leave this house and go away. So, viewers of Madni channel, we learn lots of Madni pearls from this sensational story. Now, this is something for us to ponder upon. Because many times we like to get involved in mockery, and this can be very costly, it can lead to disaster. As you can see, this jinn, in order to mock this Amil, he changed himself into a snake, because his intention was to test the power of this Amil, obviously to mock him. But he did not realize that this Amil was experienced in his field. And he made such a powerful dum, he blew on this jinn, it cost the jinn his life. So jinn should not have considered him weak and should not have interfered with him. The second point, second Madhi pearl, alhamdulillah, is, as you can see, if we are involved in sins, we can encounter serious problems, especially in our house. Like obviously people who drink and do all wrong things. And this is also a lesson for those who are involved in sinful activities in their homes. Like even watching movies. And some people may say, what is wrong with watching movies? Who can deny what filth is now shown on TV? Shameless actions that previously would have shocked people are now becoming so common that people, because of them exposed to these kind of filth frequently, do not react to these shameful acts, and they take it as normal viewing, and they became desensitized. Now imagine in homes you get people watching filth and movies, etc., and sometimes you have parents watching with the children, grandparents watching with the children, watching the same filth. And imagine if you have pious jinns, because you cannot see them. If you have pious jinns living in your home, you think they will not be angry with these kind of things that is disturbing them, because they are pious and they do not want to be exposed. And you are exposing. So there could be many problems in homes due to these things. So therefore, if you are really serious, if you watch TV at home, switch to Madni channel, inshallah azawajal, there's no sinful things. Madni channel is 100% Sharia controlled, Sharia compliant. And alhamdulillah, you get blessings and you learn a lot. So if you got that box, make sure that you switch only to Madni channel and Madni channel and not any other station, because as you can see, sometimes you get tempted to watch evil things. Because you must know your Hamzad, you spoke out of Hamzad, he's there all the time whispering to you, because he's from Shaitan. So he wants your eyes to be filled with sinful activities. And the more you get into the control of Hamzad, the more you find that he'll put power into your fingers to watch and press the buttons to watch. Or if you've got a remote, to switch to channels that has filth. And then, if you are among the unfortunate people, you're used to this, and you are buying trouble, as if you have jinn staying in your home, and you're asking for trouble. And the third Madni point is the power of ibadat. Like this person in this house, he should read salah, make tilawat of Quran, and because of this, then he was not affected by these spiritual problems where others are being killed. And because of this, what happened? The jinn became a student. So if you want success peace, all these things in your home. So make your home a madni environment. That means busy yourself with tilawat. Those at home, male folk obviously have to go to the masjid to read namaz. Let the women folk read namaz at home. Let the house be filled with tilawat of the Quran, with darood, with zikr, with naat. Alhamdulillah, if you put madni channel on, the madni channel, sometimes you hear tilawat of the Quran, sometimes you hear naat sharif. Alhamdulillah, you have beautiful inspirational bayan, etc. So even just putting madni channel on, you got something beneficial in the house. They're going to bring light, spiritual light into you. For people who are watching, the spiritual light enters your heart and your mind and removes all this darkness. So, the easiest way to achieve this and to even change your mindset is travel on Madni Kafla, fill Madni Namat, etc. Inshallah, you will find a revolution within yourself, and inshallah azawajal, you find this will help you. It is important for us to realize that these are creations that coexist with us. And as we heard, there's many, many stories about jinns affecting people. And as we heard in this last episode, that jinns get attracted to people. And the scholars have also mentioned that, especially at the time of Maghrib, the jinns are very active. So we must take care that we don't expose ourselves at this time. And many people don't realize this, that keeping your hair open also attracts jinn. And also if you go to the toilet, etc., you find that if we practice the sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like keeping your hair covered, etc., you'll find this itself is a protection. Because many scholars have said that jinns get attracted by hair. So if you have your hair covered, especially female. And another very important thing, Huzur Mufti Azam Hind radiallahu anhu has mentioned, that a person who knows how to make ghusl properly, he does not need taweez for jinn. Because jinn are attracted, so we talk about napak, filthy jinn, they're attracted by filth. So if you don't have proper knowledge of making ghusl, this can also add to your problem. Now, alhamdulillah, many people will tell you this. After being involved in the mahol of Dawat Islami, many people have learned the basic, important, essential elements of whatever, like farz ulum, like the farz of ghusl. I'll explain this because there are people who have mentioned that after doing ghusl properly, they themselves got relief from jinn that were worrying them for a long time. So we'll discuss this because this is an important aspect of fighting jinns. Because as you said, sometimes, especially with Islamic sisters who have their monthly problems, and for them it's very, very important to learn this, because at that period they are not clean, they're napak, and jinn can trouble them. And imagine if you don't know the proper method of ghusl, and this can cause a problem. Because of the lack of knowledge about proper way of ghusl, they remain napak. So in this time now, I will explain to you. In ghusl, there's three farz. The first farz is to put water into your mouth and gargle your mouth properly. This way people understand that if we make ghusl, this is the area of the prick of a pin. Minimum 2 drops of water must flow over that area. So what it means is, when you put water in your mouth, many people, you'll observe when they're making wuzu, that they only, when they make wuzu, only the top of the tongue is wet. You're supposed to lift your tongue up and let water flow underneath and even behind your lips, where your lips touch your teeth, where your gums are. You're supposed to swirl water there as well, like that. And also under your tongue, and if you're not fasting, to gargle and make sure that nothing is stuck in your teeth. That means do khilal, use dental floss or toothpick, clean your teeth. Because every portion in your mouth, as you said, the area of a pinprick, how small that is. If minimum 2 drops of water does not flow over that area, and many people keep the tongue down or the lips together, if you take water of 7 oceans and put it into your mouth, you're not going to go by force there. So you must make sure you are aware. And sometimes when you're aware of this as well, if you are making ghusl unconsciously, without being aware, sometimes you won't even take care. and do all these things. So now you have learned something. The first farz is your mouth. So make sure when you make ghusl, every part of your mouth, water flows through properly. So be aware of it. Second is to put water in your nose. When you put water in the nose, you make sure that you must sniff the water up to the first portion in your nostril. So the water goes in. And many people, you find when they make wuzu as well, they just touch the nose with the water. It doesn't even go inside properly. And there's medical relief as well. Because when the water goes in here, because this portion has got mucus, it traps virus and bacteria, because when the air goes into your nose, it's warmed, and you also get moisture going into your lungs. So it also helps to trap many kind of bacteria and all kind of harmful things. So once you rinse and let the water flow, it will also give you relief from all kind of ailments that you normally have. So alhamdulillah, one is fulfilling what is required as farz, and then getting the health benefit. And the third farz is to put water in all parts of your body. And also, you find when many people make wuzu, you find that when they wash their feet, they only wash the top. You make sure, even when you're making ghusl, that you turn your feet and make sure the creases under your toe, water flows there as well. Alhamdulillah, if you do it this way properly, consciously, you'll find that this is also a protection, as you mentioned, alhamdulillah, in the environment of Dawud Islami, especially for those people who travel in Madni Kafila, these things are taught, and alhamdulillah, many people have learned. So we invite you, get involved in the mahal of Dawud Islami, travel in Madni Kafila, and inshallah, you'll see what you learn. And unfortunately, you find many people who plan to go for Hajj. And imagine if they don't know the farz of this. If they don't know, imagine they're napak, they're not clean. And they will be going for Hajj without knowing what is essential. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq to understand, to learn, and get involved in the mahal of Dawud Islam. Ameen bi jahin nabir. Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Fattar is my guide. Fattar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Fattar is my guide. Fattar is my guide. Fattar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Fattar is my guide.